This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mom, composter, gardener, horticulturist, ecopreneur, bug farmer, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest this hour is author, gardener, and radio show superstar, Doug Oster. Doug has been a guest of the Easy Organic Gardener before, and it's my pleasure and honor to have him back with me this hour. He has an impressive background. He grew up in Aurora, Ohio, which apparently was the former home to SeaWorld, started gardening after being intrigued with his grandmother's tomato garden, like many of us were, and begged his mom to let him put in a vegetable garden where an old above-ground pool was. What a great use for a pool. Became obsessed with gardening after buying his first house in the early 80s and was working as a news photographer and started writing about gardening at the different papers that he was working at. Doug has also been co-host of the popular radio show The Organic Gardeners and is an Emmy Award winner. He conceived, wrote, produced, and starred in The Gardens of Pennsylvania for PBS, which won the Emmy for Outstanding Documentary. He's also the Pittsburgh Tribune Review's Home and Garden Editor. His video work has been awarded highest awards, the Gold Award from the Garden Writers Association. And Doug also appears every Thursday on KDKA-TV's Pittsburgh Today Live show, Talking Gardening. He's written 5 garden books, including Grow Organic, which is one of my favorites, with Jessica Walliser, Castile City Garden, Tomatoes, Garlic, and Basil. And he also writes a regular column, The Heirloom Gardener Magazine. He was one of the creators of Red Ripe and Roasted, a tomato and garlic festival, which collects fresh produce from gardeners for the hungry. Now he's home and garden editor for Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review. Everybody Gardens is the garden webpage for the Tribune Review, and Doug also loves to photograph his garden. He says that one of his most satisfying accomplishments was founding Cultivating Success, a garden program for foster and adoptive children. And now, after my very long introduction, I would like to have Doug join me. Welcome, Doug, to the show. How are you?
Boy, what an introduction. I'm surprised you didn't have my SAT scores in there. Wow.
I was looking for them. What the heck, you know? You're something, though. I'm so proud to have you on the show. Really, it's an honor, and you're a superstar to me.
I'm just doing my job. I love it. I love the people. I just interviewed a couple people about this wonderful program where they're putting honeybees into the city called Best Bees, and just hearing all their stories is the best part for me, and getting to meet the people. There's lots of gardening information there, but what makes them tick and become obsessed with certain things in the garden is what I love.
Me too. It's amazing. I have a lot of bee stories also, especially, those types of stories where people are so afraid of bees and don't realize the connection of how important they are to pollination.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't have bees and other pollinators, I mean, because flies are pollinators, I mean, there are all sorts of insects that are pollinators as well, and all types of creatures that help with pollination, including the wind, which is a creature of its own in many ways. So what have you been doing since the last time we talked? I think you've been on the show. It's been a couple of years, almost 3 years since you've been on. Sounds like you've been up to so much.
Yeah, I've made a change professionally, where I went from one newspaper to another, and this Everybody Gardens website has been wonderful for me, because everything that I do is right there. I do these weekly videos that follow my season through the year, which is probably pretty similar to most seasons in the country. And it's a place where I've been able to put all my stories, and it's really important that regular people from all over the world are posting their pictures of their gardens and telling me all about the stuff that they're doing in their garden. And again, as I said in the open, it's all about these people and their love of gardening. And so that's been the change for me, is just changing where I'm writing. I'm not changing anything about what I write, except I've been given creative freedom to do whatever I want. And at my age, getting ready to turn 60, being able to do what you want is very important.
Well, I think you've been doing what you want for a long time because you've been following your passion. It's clear that you are extremely passionate about sharing your information about gardening. And, you know, how'd you get into organic gardening? I mean, you started way back in the 80s. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there was an epiphany. I had learned to garden from my grandparents and my parents, who had always used chemicals, and I didn't think anything about it. I didn't even give it a second thought. And my kids now are, 30, 32, and 33, and have all moved out, which is a great thing. They're not coming back. I already turned them, one of those bedrooms, into a man cave, so they can't come back. But when they were little, I had cabbage worms really bad, and I had no idea what to do about cabbage worms. And I called a friend, and he said, just go down to the hardware store and get this stuff called Seven and sprinkle it all over. And that's what I did. It was a bag of powder, and I sprinkled it all over, and right away my cabbage worms were dead, and I was celebrating my victory when I looked behind me, and my toddler, the one who's 32 now, was walking barefoot through the garden, through that stuff, looking for snow peas. And there was my epiphany. I assumed that something they sell at the hardware store couldn't be bad for you. And I looked on the back of that package, and I read all the warnings, and I read what it was. It's a nerve toxin. And I was like, oh, this is, I can't have this. And I thought, well, I had heard of this newfangled thing called organic gardening. And I went to the library, this was pre-internet, and I read everything I could about organic gardening, and one of the most striking things in that research was that this wasn't newfangled at all. Everybody in the world was an organic gardener before World War II because there were no chemical pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers. And that just opened my eyes. I was just like, wow, I thought this was something new. And I changed the way I gardened that day, expecting this explosion of insects without my chemicals, but it didn't work out that way. You'd be amazed at the balance that nature can set up to take care of the bad bugs. The good bugs eat the bad bugs. And since then, the thing that's giving me the green thumb over all these years is improving the soil. Every time I plant, putting something good in the soil, and for me it's compost. And when you put compost into the soil, when you put a plant in that compost gives the plant everything it needs. When it has everything it needs, it's basically going to fight off most pests and diseases. And it's funny how something so simple, we made it so complicated that you needed to get all these different chemicals and stuff to garden, but you don't need all that. Nature does a great job of taking care of its own.
Sure does. And it's amazing when we stand back and let nature do its thing, how it, you know, the good bugs come in to take care of the quote-unquote bad bugs. And again, when we focus on a more holistic approach, which is natural, thinking about how using something as simple, which seems simple, but it's very complex when you think about that there's a universe of microorganisms living in compost, and those microorganisms are breaking down organic material that becomes humus for plants, which is plant food, and the same guys that live in the compost that are breaking down and converting organic material into humus are also the same guys that live in our gut, which also serve the same purpose. And so there is an amazing connection between the food that we eat and how good we feel. And taking care of our plants and feeding from them also provides that nutrition to us. And so this cycle continues over and over again. We feed the soil feeds the plants feed us. We're going to take a quick break, And when we come back, we are going to be talking again with amazing Jez Oster. So for those of you listening, take a quick break. We're coming right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. And with me is the amazing and esteemed Jez Oster. He's home and garden editor for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review,
or has been, I should say. He is an Emmy Award-winning producer, television host, and writer, and co-host of the Organic Gardeners radio show every Sunday that you can hear on KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can check out his latest work at everybodygardens.com, everybodygardens.com. Welcome back, Doug.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. And you said something very interesting before the break, which I want to point out, is that all those things that are in that compost pile, like you said, breaking things down, are also all through our soil and all through our containers with that soil that's in there. And so whenever we are thinking about gardening and adding something to maybe help those plants grow, we want to do it in such a way that we don't affect those things, microorganisms all the way up to earthworms, negatively. And so in the case of my containers, I'm always choosing an organic liquid concentrate to feed those containers if they do need to be fed at all. And usually about halfway through the season, mine start to, you know, those plants just start to eat up what's in there. And so if you were to use a chemical fertilizer, well, most of them have salts in it, you're going to somehow change what's going on there, and you don't want to change. You want nature to do its thing, as we always say. And there's such a good feeling about gardening that way, gardening safely, knowing that you're doing your part, your little part, to make things better. And, you know, as organic gardeners, we all like to say that we all live downstream. And so whoever's downstream of me or you as an organic gardener doesn't have to worry. We're talking about pollinators, and we're talking about birds, and even the wind, as you said. We're doing our part to try and garden the right way.
And you certainly are doing it. You're a living example. I cherish your book, my favorite book of all, which is the Organic Gardener's book, and Grow Organic, which we keep on our shelves and we sell it through Arbico Organics. And that is the Bible for anybody listening. If you are a beginner, just starting off, or you've been doing it for a while, and you want some more information, it's a great book, Grow Organic. It talks about everything from start to finish, and it's done with a reverence and a beauty that is easy to read and makes so much sense. And I just had to put the plug in there because I do love that book, and it's been very helpful to me and to so many other gardeners. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. That was a project with my radio partner, Jessica Walliser, who is an awesome garden author and garden personality herself. But it's interesting, in the millions and millions of words I have written about gardening, it doesn't have to be too complicated. I talk to beginners all the time, and it's so wonderful to see so many young people coming into gardening. And when I started writing about organic gardening in the 80s, people were like scratching their heads saying, "What are you talking about?" Now the young first and second time homeowners, there's no convincing them to be organic. They don't want anything to do with chemicals. And so I try and keep it simple for them. And there's three basic principles to me of having a good garden. Now, we all know that gardening is a lifelong learning pursuit. But by improving the soil, which we've talked about, by adding compost whenever you plant, by knowing when the plants go in the ground, as experienced gardeners, we know that certain plants love warm weather and can't take any cold, and other plants love cool weather. That information is all easily available on the internet. And the third thing is, don't let the stuff dry out. Just keep it watered when there's rain is scarce. And those are the first three steps to being a successful gardener, because I find that those first-time gardeners, especially nowadays, there's too much information for them to try and process. You know, you go online. You know, we used to go to the library. We'd get one book. We'd read it. We'd have a lot of good. But if you go online, you've got all these different opinions and all this information. If you just stick to those three principles as a starting thing, and when you tell a beginning gardener that, it puts them at ease. And so they don't have to worry. I came up with that actually when I had a friend who I took to the, she was just starting the garden. She had five children. She wanted to have a vegetable garden for them, and I took her to the nursery. And the next day, she just sent me an email saying, "I'm completely confused. Well, bulbs and tubers and annuals and perennials and shrubs and trees, you know, stuff we all take for granted." And I kind of came up with those three things, and that really calmed her down. And since then, it's been now 8 years, she has an awesome garden.
I love it. But, you know, I'm completely behind you on that one, because you can get a little overwhelmed, especially if, I mean, we've talked about this before, how our parents somehow didn't pass on our legacy of growing and collecting seeds, and our grandparents did, and many of us were inspired by our grandparents, but along the way, our parents didn't do it because they were fascinated with, you know, canned foods, TV dinners, frozen foods, and processed foods. And so, I mean, I remember going to the grocery store and getting very excited about pizza-flavored ketchup.
Isn't it interesting how you brought up that point? When we look back at history, there was that period of chemicals and processed foods and all that stuff that basically came from Madison Avenue. When I think about the garden now and the things that I preach, I'm preaching against a lot of what Madison Avenue is trying to perpetuate with people. The vilifying of the insects is one of them, you know. It's like, no, all bugs are not bad. The vilifying of weeds. No, you know, weeds do serve a purpose as pollinator plants in many other ways. And it's all kind of a perception, you know. And I guess it comes down to kind of like, I talk a lot about people growing organically in their lawn because that herbicide, it's called 2,4-D, chemical herbicide, is not a good thing for us to be exposed to. And so when you think of grass, what grows better than grass when it's happy? That's why we try so hard to keep it out of our flower beds and our vegetable gardens, because when those roots find that good soil, they go crazy. You give the grass what it wants, and you make it not a monoculture, but just a lawn of green. We're seeing more and more of these organic lawns. Here in Pittsburgh, we have a place called Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, and they have acres and acres of this front lawn. It's all organic. You go to the National Mall in Washington, D.C., all organic, and you look at it, you're just like, wow. You know, it's not that hard. You don't have to spend $1,000 a year or more to have good grass.
That's right. That's right. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more of Doug Oster. So those of you listening, we'll have a little snack and come on back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for
for weakness.
That's U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror, but President Trump will not be responding with airstrikes after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone earlier in the week.
The president said, "I just stopped the strike from going forward at this time."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling reporters,
"We in Israel saw Iran's aggression in their increased efforts to establish Iranian military bases in Syria, in their increased efforts to provide sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah, in their increased financial support for terror proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry from Faraday Fry. And with me is how this amazing and talented Doug Oster. He just does so many things. He's an author. He's a photographer, he is a publisher, he's a radio show host, and now he's home and garden editor for Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review. Everybody Gardens is the garden webpage for the Tribune Review, and you can check out his amazing work at everybodygardens.com, everybodygardens.com. Welcome back, Doug.
Thanks so much for having me. That Everybody Gardens site is absolutely free. I want to let people know that they can get lots of great information there. It's very searchable, and so it doesn't cost you a penny. So go take a look. You can watch my videos and read what I'm doing, and then you can post your own pictures. That's what I love. This last month, we've had over 100 gardeners posting pictures, and again, like I said, from all over the world, posting pictures, and it's fun to see what people are doing, and I get stories out of that. There's a really nice little story that I'm working on where a woman is using her grandfather's journal from the 1950s, his garden journal, to grow her own garden as a new gardener. And isn't that a wonderful legacy that he left behind, that garden journal? I always tell people, write down what you're doing. I guess nowadays you probably do it on a computer or a phone, but it's nice, like an old guy like me, like I said, turning 60, I'm writing it down on a actual piece of paper, and hopefully those journals from the 1980s will not be thrown away when I'm planted horizontally in the ground. I hope that somebody will look back at those journals and maybe it'll help them garden. But I had this is funny. I had some scientists come over to the garden from Carnegie Mellon University, a prestigious university here in Pittsburgh. And that means a 21-year-old with a goatee asking, how can you garden without chemicals? And I said, well, one of the tools I use is a garden journal to know what is working and what isn't. And he said, can I read your journal? And I'm like, no way, because when you're writing a journal, even a garden journal, it becomes kind of a diary. Good days, your bad days, things you wouldn't take a picture of or even make a video of, just little things. And that garden journal, when you look back at it after 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, there are things you've written in there that you didn't know were important, that when you look back and think, oh, that is important. And so that's just one of the tools I love to use. It's a therapeutic tool, too, to just write down what's going on in the garden, write down how you're feeling. Something funny happened today where I bought this, like, kind of clay terracotta skull, and it's just like, and I put it up on a trellis. It's just for fun, and I have these house wrens have nested in it. So I spent the morning photographing the wrens building their nest, coming in and out of the eyes of the skull. So I'm going to post that later on today. Just these little things. It's a lot of fun to just sit in the garden. You'll be surprised what you'll see if you sit in the garden for 20 minutes. We're so busy on our phones and on our computers and working so much. And I'm as guilty as the next guy, you know. Part of what I do for Everybody Gardens is lots of social media. But I'll tell you what, 20 minutes this morning, just sitting in the garden with a chicken got in there, I was walking around, the dog was walking around, just watching those wrens do their thing. That's one of the reasons we garden.
Sure is. I mean, along with wanting to have beautiful produce that tastes amazing, that's easy to get, that you can just walk out your back door, and as I do, I actually have two gardens. I have one right stuck to my house, and then I have one that's a little further away. And I love the one I love the most is the one that's right next. It's literally stuck on the side of my house, and I have it. I have some netting over it so the birds can't get in and eat everything. Anyway, but it's so fun to just go out and pick your dinner. I mean, my husband came in the other day and he brought in basil and he brought in rosemary and he brought in thyme and he brought in mint and he brought in tomatoes and he brought in peppers and chives. I mean, it was delicious. It was so fun to make a beautiful homemade salsa that just burst the flavor. I mean, yummy. Just so good. So, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you a question, Sherry?
Sure.
Can I ask you a question? How did you fall in love with gardening?
Same as you. My grandmother was a gardener, and she was from Arkansas. They were farmers, and when the Dust Bowl times hit, they moved from Arkansas and wound up becoming cotton pickers, ultimately, in Coolidge, Arizona. And as a little girl, I remember going to visit her, and she always had a beautiful garden. And her name was Nola Pearl, and she would take me out there, and, you know, she'd let me help hoe and, you know, set it up and, you know, water and, of course, harvest. She grew everything. I mean, you know, in Arizona, you can pretty much have a garden year-round. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, tomatoes and peppers and every kind of chard. She loved chard. And, of course, mustard greens and turnip greens and, you know, onions and rhubarb. She grew rhubarb and made rhubarb pies.
And I would be remiss if I didn't tell people what an important part in all this that you're playing by offering all these organic products for people. I can't even tell you how often I tell people, you need nematodes, you need this, you need that, and you want an organic source for things. Here's a place you can go that's easy and knowledgeable. And to make that available for people, I think it's very important. Did you have, and I'm sorry to hijack your interview, but I'm just so interested in what you're doing. Did you have an epiphany going organic?
You know, I did. My husband, Rick, Fry, he's the other half of the company, is a wildlife biologist. He's a population biologist. And he and I both knew that, you know, when we started dating as juniors in college, we knew we wanted something. We wanted to do something that was important. And at the time, I thought I was going to be a lawyer. I mean, liar. I'm sorry, lawyer. Anyway, I know, shame on me. Anyway, he and I were both getting our MBAs because we knew we wanted to do something with business. And this opportunity came that had to do with bugs. And my husband said, you know, I'm a teacher in high school, and I would like to sell bugs. I thought he said drugs, but it was bugs. And he was fascinated by biological fly control in particular, and that's how the whole thing got started. He decided to go out and create these insects and sell them to horse owners and dairies and feedlots and poultry and swine facilities because of all the chemicals that were being used. And he saw an opportunity, and it worked, and it was just amazing. And I got very involved, and, you know, my background also was science, and so we put science and business together, and we came up with this crazy idea that people thought we were insane. You want me to put bugs out to get rid of bugs? So that's how it all started, and one bug led to another and another, and then we realized we were still using a Western medicine model, which was just putting a Band-Aid on things in terms of symptoms, just treating symptoms. We had to treat the cause, which was we had to look at the fertility and step back and say, and that's how the whole thing came about.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look at both of us. In the beginning, they thought we were crazy. Now we're preaching the word that everybody wants to hear, to stay away from chemicals, that you can garden without chemicals, you can be organic, and you're going to save yourself some money. It's not that difficult. You know, for thousands of years, people have been gardening organically, growing organically. The first garden in Pittsburgh actually was right down by the river, and there was certainly
let's talk about that.
No
let's
chemicals
talk about
there.
That in a minute, because we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back again with the amazing, the wonderful, the talented Doug Oster. We're coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the last segment of our show, and this is your host, Jerry Herrera Day Fry, and this is the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, E for environmentally, A, and S. Sustainably Why, yours. With me this hour is one of my most favorite guests, Doug Oster. He is the co-host of the leading organic gardening radio show in the United States of America. And he's the guy you want to know as much as you can about. He has an amazing bunch of books, but my most favorite one, which I think everybody should have, it's like the Bible of gardening, of course, is Grow Organic. And along with that, I want to also say that you can go to Everybody Gardens to learn more about gardening and everything that he's involved in. And it's also on Twitter and Instagram at Everybody, G-A-R-D-N-S. All right. This is our last segment. Doug, welcome back. We've got, we could go on forever. It's been a while, and I've got to get you back on the show more often. I know you want to talk a little bit about tomatoes. Let's talk a little bit about tomatoes, and also I want you to cover, if you can, a little bit about growing in containers and small spaces and then photos. Can you get all that in the next 10 minutes?
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, around the country, one of the problems people have growing tomatoes is dealing with early fungal issues, early blight and septoria leaf spot, and especially out east here, we were taught to put tomatoes in as early as possible in time to get tomatoes by the end of the season. I have found that when choosing the right varieties that you don't have to have them in the first thing. And when we're pushing those tomatoes in too early and we have a rainy, cool first part of the season, you're going to have fungal issues. But you can take an early variety like a Sun Gold or an Early Girl or a 4th of July or a Red Racer. But you can find them at any nursery. And plant those later. You just look at the tag and figure out how many days it takes for the maturity. And I found out that you can put these tomatoes in later in the season when the soil is warmed up here in the east and a lot of parts of the country, and the air temperatures have warmed up, and the tomatoes, what they want is an Italian summer, and they'll have it then, and they won't get that blight. Grow lots of different types of tomatoes because they all react differently to diseases and pests. As far as containers are concerned, you know, just as we talked about in our garden about improving the soil, we need something good for those plants to grow in, so find something that's organic, that maybe has a little bit of organic fertilizer in it. Whenever you're doing containers, be sure to get that mix moist first before you put it in the container. The plants will like it much better, and it absorbs water so much better. And in my case, I'm watering, you know, when needed, but it's usually about once a week. Bigger is always better with containers because the more mass, the less watering you have to do. And then feeding with a good liquid organic fertilizer. It's funny, when I started using those concentrates back in the 80s, they all smelled like fish. Now with modern technology, they have changed those where they smell like, kind of like minty fish. But we'll take it as long as we're using that for organic. And one real quick trick for containers, if you're doing flowers, in the middle you put your thriller, your big, tall, fantastic star of the container, then you surround it with a filler, and then on the edges to soften it, the spiller. In fact, that's this week's video, which posts tomorrow on everybodygardens.com, shows you how to make containers. And then what was the last thing you wanted me to talk about? I can't remember.
Well, gosh, you covered it pretty fast. How to take photos. People, you know, that's one of the things that I'm really involved in. I know it's right up. This is something you should be talking about more.
Yeah, if it is a sunny day, there's a thing that photographers call magic light. It's early in the morning and late in the afternoon when that light is low. That's the best time on a sunny day. Don't go out on a sunny day at noon because those shadows will be awful to have to work with. This guy's talking earlier in the show. Early this morning, I went out to photograph those wrens building their nest because the light is beautiful. It's all about the light. If you get a nice overcast day, now there you got perfect light. That's a giant, what we call soft spot. It's a soft light with no shadows. And believe it or not, you can get better saturation of color on a day like that when you have just a lightly overcast day. Think a lot about your background. You know, when we're looking through the camera, your mind is focused on that, whatever your subject is. And it's not looking at the background. That's something you have to learn, because then when you get the picture, you realize this big white blotch in the background is where your eye looks at. A lot of times if you're judging your pictures, a good thing to do is just rotate them upside down and take a look at them upside down and see where your eye goes. And if it goes to your subject, that's the right way to do it. But if it goes to the corner of your picture where there's this big white blob, that's what your eye is drawn to. That tells you a little bit about your photography. And take your time, and there's an old adage that says amateurs take a couple pictures and hope for the best. Professionals take lots of pictures and pick the best. And now with digital photography, there's no reason not to take lots of pictures from different angles so that you can just go through and pick the best. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you film or print or anything anymore. You can just look through those and shoot lots of pictures and practice, practice, practice. And just like gardening, with your photography, have fun. If you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
Gardening is fun, and for most people, it blows their heart open. There's something so special about seeing things that you've planted grow, and then you get to you become friends with them in a way. Every time you see
no
them,
doubt
they're,
about
they're
it.
A little changed. They're different. You know, they are fruiting for you, and then you get to bring the fruit in and consume it, of course. And so there's something just so wonderful and meditative about it. Just even watering with a hose. It's like, oh, this is so neat.
that's my least favorite job, Sherry. So don't start telling me that I'm supposed to be having fun watering. I don't like watering. I don't know why. But we all have our challenges in the garden, whether it's deer or rabbits or diseases or pests. But there's always a way to solve the problem, you know, without having to reach for chemicals, without having to, you know, endanger those animals. You know, I'm dealing with a rabbit right now that somehow this little rabbit got in the garden. I'm just working my way around to figure out where he's coming in and out, and I've been catching little holes in the fence, and I'll eventually win the battle. He might get some of my peas, he might get some of my beans, but I will win the war eventually. He's going to get big enough. I keep feeding him so he gets big enough so he can't fit through the fence.
You need a fat rat. You need fat in that rabbit. What are your words of wisdom for our audience today? What would you like them to leave with?
Never, please, never reach for chemicals. There's no reason to do it in your garden. Grow a safe garden. Have fun in your garden. And I preach this part, and we talked about it a little bit today. Just have a place to sit in your garden and spend some time out there. Leave the phone inside or on mute and sit in your garden in the morning and the afternoon. In my case, as the sun goes down, I watch the bats come out and feast on mosquitoes. I even watch the rabbit rolling around in the straw. Enjoy your garden. You know, it can be overwhelming to be working in a garden, but take some time to sit, and you will be amazed at what you see in the garden, whether from the tiniest little insect all the way up to the birds, rabbits, chipmunks, deer, whatever it might be. Spend some time out there, and you'll never go wrong when you do.
Well, that's wonderful. I am in complete agreement with you. And, you know, you even say, love your weeds.
I do because, again, we've just been programmed, you know, what's a weed? Yes, if you can't stand it, it is a weed. But there is such beauty in weeds. There's three in the East here that are just amazing. One is called jewel weed. It's actually a type of impatient, and it's a great pollinator plant. And if you look closely at the flowers, they're beautiful. If it was hard to grow, people would be longing to try and get it in their garden. But it's a weed. It just does the same thing. There's common dayflower out here that has sky blue flowers with yellow anthers. Yes, technically it's a weed, but I don't think it's a weed. It's beautiful. I don't leave them all in there, but I leave some on the edge of the garden. And lots of other things, you know.
And many things to talk about in the future. Mr. Doug, we're going to have you back. Doug Oster, thank you so much for everything.
You,
to all of you who are listening today, we will have another amazing day next week. So make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Ferreira, Day Thrive.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.